方参考，
就不需要翻译了啊。
Before we get started on the sermon, I kind of want to talk to you for 1 minute.
在那个今天讲到之前呢，我要跟大家那个花一分钟的时间讲一些其他事情。
I want to ask you for your patience.
我希望大家更耐心一点，跟我耐心一点。
I know that, you know, it's been a while since we have had a pastor.
在这个过去的一段时间，我一直没有牧师，大家都知道这是现实情况。
It's been a while since, you know, we've gone through what we went through.
我们经历很多，大家都知道，记忆犹新。
And maybe some of us are getting a little anxious for moving forward.
大家很焦急，急切盼望我们往前的。
But the leadership doesn't want to make another big mistake.
但是教会这些执事啊，是领袖们都不想由于仓促而犯错。
We've seen a pattern when we've looked back at our own history that we just don't play nice when we bring pastors in.
回顾往事，我们对过去的很多的牧师，我们做的也不够好，也不够温柔，也不够那个。
So.I also don't want you to think, and Javon, you know, that we're dragging our feet.
我也不让大家误解，我们是在拖拖拉拉，一直在没有无所事事，也不是这样。
That number.
五百，这个数字。
God, Mary.
这什么意思呢？如果这五百个小时。
This is a ballpark estimate, meaning I'm guessing, but it's pretty accurate.
这是我猜的五百个小时，五百个小时虽然是我猜的，但是应该是比较准确的。是什么呢
？This is how many collective hours your leadership team has spent together trying to figure out who we are as a church.
哦，是这样的，五百个小时就是那个执事员工们就是花了五百个小时，是今天断断续续的，总共加起来五百个小时。为这个牧师这件事情做工作去准备祷告
，and so that's a lot of time.
五百个小时真是不少的时间啊。
Few arguments.
有些争吵，有些不同的意见，当然。
A few hugs.
吵完以后大家也是拥抱，一笑一抱泯恩仇。
And hopefully a time where we become one.
很多时候我们觉得，有的时候大家一心一想的一样，该有多好。
And we believe if we can become one,
如果我们变成一个人的话
，then maybe
也许
，just maybe
也许就是只是说也许
，we will be ready to become the kind of church that we hope and pray God will lead us to become.
一旦那时，我们就变成了上帝所要的，所也是我们所祷告的，我们要成就的教会的形式。
So I'd like to say a brief prayer if I could.
我想为此为做一个简短的祷告，大家请低头静心。
Our Father and our God, I just thank you for all the energy that you have given to us to do what we possibly can to lead your people.
上帝啊，感谢你给我们过去的这些勇气，这样耐心，还有这个时间，给我们智慧，带领这个教会在你的路上行走。
Father, it's been really hard work and.I know that there's going to be more hard work ahead of us.
但是过去我们做的艰难，将来的路也不容易。
But we feel we finally have a vision from you and a mission from you.
最终我们还是很庆幸啊，那我们现在眼睛里面有个意向，有个展望，上帝要我们做什么？
We've established those values which will act as boundaries to keep us in check.
我们放做的一些我们的准则，我们的一些规则，这样的让我们在行事的路上不至于偏离太远。
And Father, we pray that you work through us, or even in spite of us, to get your will done for our church.
上帝，我就是再次祷告，让你的神、你的意，在给我们这些在我们的路上能够按照你的旨意行，给我们。
And I pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
以基督的名祷告。
And everyone said, Amen.
每个人大家回应一下 Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢大家，谢谢大家有这个耐心。
Or should I say, 谢谢。
Thank you.
Did I say it right?
You said both right.
Can you all hear Jeff? Is Jeff loud enough?
后面那个操作音响的那个，有的时候那个这个同工们，有的时候我听见有些人说我的声音不是很大，大家那个如果不大的时候调一下，问一下左右的。我这个地方我自己感觉不到，有的时候你知道那个毕竟是 pass over 是主要的，我所以说，好，就帮我调整一下这个。Thank you for reminding.
Michael K. Kalman, a dermatologist, issues a warning to those who in our country constantly strive for that golden brown suntan.
有一个医生，他的叫做 Mike， 他的医生叫 Kalman。这个医生呢，向全国这些热衷于疯狂的想把自己的皮肤变得棕色，就像那海滩暴晒之后，国内就要金麦色那种健康的、那种健康那个有朝气的那种皮肤颜色，人家发出一个警告。
And he said, "Today's deeply tanned beauties are tomorrow's wrinkled prunes."
他说今天暴晒之后是得到这种金麦色健康的海滩般的是那个皮肤的颜色。是明天那个 prune 就是那种那个像南方那种乌梅啊，像那种那个山楂一样的皮一样的，就是今天的漂亮的皮肤，就是明天多褶的那种乌梅的那个壳一样的。
So, do you all remember when Jeff came back a black man?
大家都知道，我今年出去回来以后，我回到那个教会，好多人都不认识我。
I was kind of excited. I'm not the only minority in this church anymore.
这都一下这样的感觉好了。这个教会终于除了一个白人，还有一个黑人。
Well, I was thinking about, you know, what sin is.
我在想罪是什么呢
？And sin is kind of like getting a suntan.
哎，罪就像那个日光这种暴晒一样。
You know, it may look great today.
今天看起来不错。
It may be fun and fun getting,
而且很有趣，而且是在这个做的时候呢，也很有好玩
or exciting,
非常激动人心，让人心里砰砰直跳。
But tomorrow it's a different story.
明天就是另一回事。
One second. Hi, Dr. Poon.
Dr. Poon.
How you doing?
Oh,
Patrick just, I'm going to brag about my youth a little bit, sorry. I just noticed, and Patrick just, became a doctor. He got his dissertation approved.
Pastor 为他这个幼稚的这个成长非常的上心，而且非常的自豪。
I'm a little ADH today, so I'm, you know, I'm getting distracted.
所以他为那个就是那个潘立秋那个大儿子那个最近得到那个Dr. Poon. Dr. Poon. Okay. Congratulations.为他得到这个学业上的学业成满、硕果累累而感到自豪。今天实在忍不住了，在这里突然就想起来祝贺他一下。今天他心情很好，所以说那个平常是被其他的一些琐碎的事情打断和打岔，大家包涵一下。
Often we hear people say something like this.
我经常听到大家很多人这样讲。
It seems like everything fun is a sin.
听起来好像有一种抱怨。就是听起来好像很多事情越好玩越大家越说这是罪好玩的事都是罪
And frankly sometimes it seems like fun
哎，如果这真是世界生活里面确实还是感觉真就是这样
But in reality we are accepting a much cheaper imitation of fun
实际上这种说法实际上代表另一种就是你把这个偷换了概念实际上你换成一种就是把这个快乐变成一种廉价化
Let's look at what it says in Psalm 16:11
大家看一下那个诗篇啊 16:11 就是上面打出来了就是说大家啊用文笔 OK 跟我读一下好不好大家那个振奋一下你必讲生命的道路指示我你面前有满足的快乐在你右手有永远的福乐
I don't know about you, but fullness of joy sounds pretty darn good to me.
Yeah, 我不知道大家怎么想，但是对我来说，充满喜乐，充满永远的福乐，这对我来说真是听着真是不错，真是好。
So it is a bald-faced lie from the evil realms of the world to believe that sin is fun.
如果你要听信从魔鬼那里，或者是罪恶世界那里来的这个给你的诱惑，说。如果要是罪才是好玩跟神在一起那是很无聊枯燥那你就是在听一个非常非常的弥天大谎
And an even bigger lie that godliness is boring
哎他就说如果要是说上帝很无趣无聊枯燥那 这个火烧得越来越大。
The truth about sin, as it's revealed in the Bible and in human experience, is far different from the bill of goods the evil realm tries to sell us.
与那个魔鬼世界告诉我们罪是如何治好，与其恰恰相反，贝多尔其实是在我们的人生中，人生的确实体验中，在教圣经的教导中，完完全全与之相对相持。
The truth about sin is that it is deceptive, it is destructive, and it is deadly.
这样的，刚才我说大相径庭的事情，就是罪的真相，就是欺哄、欺骗、毁败、摧毁、致命。
I'm sorry.
I should piss off.
A young father took his son swimming.
一个父亲带着孩子去游泳。
When they jumped into the pool,
一对堂跳到水里。
The little boy started shivering, going, "Oh, daddy, daddy, it's too cold."
小男孩浑身打颤，就哆哆嗦嗦说 ，"Daddy, daddy, 哎，真冷，真冷，真冷，真冷。
And his father took him out of the pool and rubbed him down with the towel.
哎，他爸爸就是很慈爱的，把他从水里拿出来，用那干燥的毛巾把他擦干，然后给他。
And then he said, "Oops, sorry. Our time is a little choppy today." He said, "Ah, daddy, 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 I'm so warm now."
Yeah, we are not synchronized. Yeah, 他就说这个孩子很高兴啊，暖和起来了。他爸爸的慈爱在里面啊，他就说啊，爸爸好舒服，好舒服啊。
Suddenly, a thought came to the father.
哎，他爸爸一个念头突然闪现到他爸爸脑海里。
And he said, "You know, Ryan." Do you know the difference between taking a cold swim like today and sin?
Ryan, 今天在冷水里游泳，你知道吗？跟那个犯罪很有相像的地方。很耐心地跟孩子讲。
When you first jump into the cold water, you go, "Oh!"
就是你一跳水里，你首先反应是啊。
And then as you get used to the water, it's kind of a, ah.
然后你在水里面适应了，你开始游活动起来了，就开始说啊。
And you begin to relax and play in the water.
然后你放松，然后在水里面就开始玩了起来。
But when you sin, you first say, "Ah, this is fun."
但是在犯罪的时候，一开始你说啊，真好玩，真好玩。
But then you say, "Ooh, this is bringing about really bad results."
哎，但是等那个到好玩过去以后呢，后果就不一样了，就是非常非常非常非常非常不好的结果。
If you think about jumping in the cold water, we end up getting kind of used to the water.
然后我们跳到水里的冷的时候，我们很快就适应了水温。
Just like at first, we can get used to the sin.
就像我们同样一样的，如果要我跟罪在一起，一开始犯罪的时候，慢慢我就对罪也适应了，也不敏感。
So I want to talk about three truths that we know about sin according to the scriptures.
我要下面要谈的，今天也是主题是关于罪的三个真相，它的罪的真相。让我们谈，从现在开始。
Truth number one: sin will take you further than you want to go.
第一个也很简单，就是这个罪呢会把你拖得越来越远，远到你都不愿意去。
And we could use numerous examples from the scriptures, but let's talk about David.
要这种例子比比皆是，我们先谈 David。
David was, you know, truly one of those great men of all time.
Yeah, David is, 恒古以来最伟大的人之一。
Now, 13, he slays Goliath.
Yeah, 13岁杀了巨人。
In fact, God ended up declaring him so.
Yeah, 这虽然这即使这样，就是这不是光是我说的，即使上帝也是说 ，David 是一个伟大的人。
And he is a great man, a wise man, a strong man.
他说他很强壮啊，很聪明，而且很有能力。
And a godly man.
而且非常属神。
For the most part, maybe even pure.
在他一生的大部分时间还是很洁净、很纯洁。
But sin deceived him.
但是罪诱惑了他。
It was destructive and deadly.
而且是毁灭性，而且致命。
I'm sure you all remember the story of David and Bathsheba.
和那别是吧的故事大家都记忆犹新。
On one occasion, David, when his armies were out fighting battle for the country, he decides, you know, hey, I'm going to take a walk on my roof.
有当大卫的精兵们在国外为国作战的时候，他有一天无所事事，就是想就在那个他的宫殿里走来走去散步。
I'm sure as he looked out on his kingdom, proud, he notices Bathsheba bathing.
他在那个宫廷的房顶上走来走去，看到他的王国四面八方，心里得意洋洋。在这时候，突然看见别示巴在洗澡。
And exerting his power, he sends for Bathsheba.
他有这个权力，作为帝王，他就要叫人把那个别示巴给叫到宫殿里来。
And God used one of his soldiers to warn him. He said, "Well, you know, that's Uriah's wife."
其中的一个士兵，他去让别示巴到这来的时候，他告诉 David。就是你知道，这是你的猛将，那个乌利亚的那个他的妻子。你要。
But despite that, he still committed adultery with her.
虽然他知道，但最后还是通奸事成。
You see, it's always true. Sin will take you further than you want to go.
这个是不可争辩的事实，就是罪能把你拖得很远很远，远到你都不想去一个地方。
This tragic story is illustrated time and time again in the scriptures. Let's look at Jacob.
这个事情在好多事情在圣经里提到。下面我看一下杰克吧，雅各。
I'm sure Jacob never envisioned the lengths and literal distance that sin would take him when he first started harboring wrong feelings for his brother.
当他对他的同胞兄弟产生记恨的时候，这种小小的记恨在他心里面慢慢的由小变大开始生长。在那个生长之前，他并没有想到他此时的错和将来的罪该有多么的近，多么的远。
I mean, after all, it was just a little bit of sibling rivalry.
哎，说来说去不就是兄弟之间的一些纷争而已吗
？Yeah, a little competition between brothers.
呀，是弟兄之间的一些争执或者是逞能。
But you never escape that sin will take you further than you want to go.
但是这个事实是打不破的，是罪总是要把你拖得很远，远到你都不想去。
Even when sin is just a bad attitude about someone.
即使是一个态度，也可能是导致很大的罪。
How about Solomon?
再看一下所罗门。
Considered one of the wisest men next to Jesus.
除了耶稣之外，世界上有盘古之今可能绝顶聪明之人，就属所罗门。
We read the Proverbs. Solomon wrote those.
我们读过箴言，谁写的？所罗门写的。
How can anybody that write that fall into sin's trap?
写出这样美好的一篇书，充满智慧的书的人，怎么会犯出这样的罪呢？大家会引起大家深思反省。
It was lust for Solomon.
这是对于Solomon的这个情欲。
He loved women so much he had 700 wives and 300 concubines.
他爱女人，所以他有娶了700个老婆，而且还有300个嫔妃。
Gentlemen, can I get an amen that one wife sometimes is more than enough?
大家男人在座的男士们是跟我在一起，可能跟一样的，有一个老婆已经不错了，很好了，很好了。
So he's wise.
他很聪明。
700?
这么聪明还娶700个
？Frankly, I'm kind of starting to question whether he was wise or not.
从此来看，我就觉得所罗门也不见得那么聪明，好像是。
And he definitely didn't really understand all the scriptures.
但很显而易见的，他对圣经的教义并不是很理解。
And look at how God, you know, instructs the future kings of Israel in Deuteronomy 17:17.
大家看那个《申命记》里面，就是关于就是以色列的将来的君王，在上帝在世未成之前，已经给他们的诫训和训导。大家看一下，他我给读一下好了。他不可以为自己多妃嫔，恐怕他的心偏邪，也不可以为自己多积金银。
Who knows what Solomon was thinking?
谁知道当时所罗门当时是怎么想
？Maybe it was something like, "I'm Solomon."
啊，他可能想
，I'm the wisest of wise.
他说，我你知道谁啊？我是所罗门啊，我是智者中的智者。
I'm blessed with God's wisdom.
我是。整个我的人都充满了上帝的智慧，充满了我的心。
I can handle anything.
我没有什么我对付不了的事情。
This isn't going to affect my relationship with God.
这点小事不会影响我和神之间的关系。
How often have we said the same kind of thing?
大家听了我们这样讲，是不是我们的生活里面，我也自己跟自己这样说呢
？Now, no, I'm not going to fall into that trap.
我说都会说，哎，不会是我啊，别人会，但是不会是我。
This ain't gonna affect me.
这个不会影响我。
In fact, more than likely, anyone at that time even thought what Solomon did was a sin.
在所罗门的时代，所罗门 的同时代的人也许会觉得所罗门所作所为并不是一个罪。
But even the wisest man on earth could not escape the truth.
但是事实就是这样的，牢不可破。即使这样聪明的人也摆脱不了事实的。
That sin will take you further than you want to go.
我所说的事实就是说，刚才说的，就是罪可以把你拖得很远很远，远到你都不想去的地方。
Remember Lot.
大家记得罗德吧。
What was he guilty of?
他有什么罪？
Not much. He just wanted to provide for his family and his and himself.
他也没什么事情，他就是想养家糊口，想养家糊口，那个过好日子。
He wanted to have some nice things and be in a place where he could prosper and enjoy some of the things of the world.
他想找个地方好好发展，找个地方开发，只要吃点好的，喝点好的，享受一下世上的这些好时候。
Let's look more at the story, Genesis 13:8-13.
大家看一下，就是创世纪这个这部分是5:8-13。大家帮助我读一下好吗？大家一起读好了。亚伯兰 ，You can speak English. You can, read along. You school English. You need to change your music and read English. OK， 现在十一，那接着读。罗德举目看见，然后还有两句，12:12，住在迦南地。罗德住在平原的城父，渐渐的挪移帐篷，直到索多玛、黑索玛。
Now think about it. Lot didn't actually live in the wicked Sodom.
就是罗德一开始并没有住在索多玛那个罪恶满盈的索多玛。
At least at first, because he knew they were wicked and sinners.
他至少是刚开始就知道这些人是罪，而且是很不好的人。
But he lived near enough.
但是大家知道，关键词说的，他住在离着罪这些人不远的地方，这是关键。
To take advantage of the lifestyle，
这样呢，他可以住得近一点，生活方便一些。
Isn't this what a lot of Christians do today？
是不是今天的那个基督徒也是这样做的？要近一点，要方便一点。
Remember, sin will take you further than you want to go。
记得我说过，那个罪会把你带到你远到后悔不应该去的地方。
Let's watch the progression with Lot。
我们看一下，就是罗德他一步一步的脚踪是怎样走下去的。
In 13:12, he pitched his tent towards Sodom.
第一，像说的，他一开始并没有住在那个索多玛，而是把他的帐篷离索多玛不远的地方扎营安寨。
A chapter later, he was living in Sodom.
不知不觉，转身他已经住在那里了，不知不觉。
And in 19:1, he finally sat.And in the gate of Sodom.
到19章的时候，他已经在索多玛里面有头有面，一方商贾。
As one of their key business leaders.
他就在那里面经商，而且是那个商会里面的头面人物。
And Lot finally realized that sin takes us further than we want to go.
就是很不幸，很那个罗德。一直在这个过程中没有感觉到所有的这些脚步都是罪带着他走到那里。
Years later,
一年之后
，and he probably can tell you firsthand how sin can destroy a family.
就是一年之后，一下就过去了。然后说罗德如果今天还在世的话，他会告诉你，一年之内，好罪对他摧毁该有多大。
Let's look at Acts 5:2-11.
我们跳跃一下，看一下《使徒行传》11-11. We read about this one.
So I'm going to read this one in English. You can read along in the Chinese. Help me out, youth.
Okay, youth, have your pastor here, okay?
Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself.But brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept yourself some of the money you received for the land. Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And a great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then some young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what happened. And Peter asked her, "Tell me this, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land?" And she said, "Yes, that is the price." Peter said to her, "How could you conspire to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, the feet of the men who buried your father are at the door, and they will carry you out also." At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in, and finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. So what was Ananias and Sapphira guilty of?
大家刚才看那个一段经文，那个Ananias 和那个 Sapphira， 他们罪犯何条？
Pride.
骄傲。
They simply wanted to be noticed.
他们只是想被大家重视。
To be thought of and respected.
被大家尊重，被大家想着，就是是个人物。
So they thought up this little deception that would draw some attention to themselves.
所以耍个小把戏，这样的大家觉得他很属灵，让大家很注重他。
Make them look good before everyone else.
让在大家面众人面前觉得看起来很不错，很体面。
Make them appear spiritual.
看得很属灵。
They sold a piece of property and pretended to give the entire amount to the church.
他跟大家说，我要卖我自己这块地，把这个地呢卖了之后，所有的东西呢，我就所有这个得到的钱，我就会给教会，而且跟所有人都这样说。
But really, they gave some to the church and kept part for themselves.
他只给教会一部分，自己留了一部分，别人不知道。
No, it was just a little thing.
只是一点点啊，不多不多。
You know, everybody tells a little lie now and then.
谁不讲那个偶尔那个谁不撒谎呢？那个一段时间之内。
I still gave something to the church.
至少我还是把一部分给了教会嘛。What's
the big deal?
有什么了不起的事情呢？
Some of this might be hitting home for some of us.
呀，这个有的时候我们这些做的事情，在人后面做的事情，也许以为别人不知道。
Because what did they really do?
真正他们的行为是怎样的？
They held back from God.
是他从神那里把自己保留一部分，没有完全给神。
They held back from His people.
他从神的子民那里保留了一部分，没有给全部的。
Are any of us holding something back from God?
有没有我们应该给神的东西，我们没有给，我们始终抓在自己的手里。
Ananias and Sapphira never realized in the privacy of their home when they first began talking about this little deception that sin will take you further than you want to go.
Ananias and Sapphira, he in his home, secretly, often plotting these little devices, he never realized that sin at that time, that night, had already started working in their midst.
Not long ago, a huge tree in Colorado fell to the ground with a resounding crash. After standing majestically on a hill for 400 years,
这个大树在这个山上巍然耸立了400多年。
It was probably just a little mere sapling when Columbus came to America.
几乎同时，就在哥伦布发现美洲新大陆的时候，这个树已经在那里抽芽、吐苞、生枝了。Records
record that over the centuries, it was struck by lightning 14 times.
有记载的是14次，在这个世纪里，一个世纪又一个世纪里面，它被雷电击打了14次。It
braved great windstorms.
它在风雨中屹立苍劲。
And even survived an earthquake.
地动山摇中也没有倒塌。
But in the end, do you know what killed it?
最后它毁在谁？毁在哪里呢？毁在谁的手上？
Some little beetles.
只是一些小小的甲虫而已，并不是什么大不了的事情。
They just started chewing away at it.
这个甲虫就在那里面那个日食啊、夜啃。
Little at a time.
慢慢就把这个大树一点点的就把它。
And then the tree just came down.
吞噬之后，大树轰然倒地。
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what sin does.
这就是罪。
It may be small and insignificant to start.
一开始不扎不起眼，了没什么了不起。
But it gnaws away at our spiritual life.
但是这种蚕食，慢慢的就把我们。
And it grows. Oh, it can grow.
就把我们腐蚀了，而且是这种越来越大，慢慢的我们就丧失了我们的能力。
If it's unchecked, it can grow.
如果我们要是不经常的去看，不经常的注意，那慢慢的越来越大，越来越大。
And it leads to our downfall.
而且导致我们下坠落堕落。
Truth two, sin will keep you longer than you want to stay.
要看一下第二那个罪恶的事实，罪的事实，它就是它会缠着你，长的比你想的，比你愿意还要长。
Let's jump back to David.
我们再回头看一下 David。
I think he commits adultery, gets Bathsheba pregnant, uses trickery to get her husband to come home on the battlefield, and he decides, nope, not coming back. And what happens? A baby.
他就说那个 David 犯了奸淫罪，大家都说了，别是把怀孕了，怀孕了以后，那个 David 耍了个心计，然后让那个乌利亚去到战场上，要把他杀，把他调了回来，调了回来呢，他这样的可以。和那个别墅巴在一起生一个孩子呢，这样的就说这不是 Dave， 这都是一些 trickery， 就是这些诡计诡诈的事情。
Okay, so he's trying to Uriah come home and spend some time with your wife.
他就说的，哎，乌利亚 come in 那个在那个战场上那个放个假回来一下，跟你的那个太太在一起。
Uriah said, "No, I can't forsake my country."
他乌利亚是一个忠勇的战将。他说的，为了我国家，为我的人民，我不能这样做。
So David makes a decision.
就因为乌利亚过家门而不入，所以 David 没有办法，只好做了一个决定。
Send Uriah to the front line.
他就把乌利亚又送回了沙场，和他那个浴血奋战的战友们在一起。
And there he is killed.
他在那里被杀掉了。
Bathsheba has the baby.
然后别是把他那生了一个孩子。
And David marries her.
没办法， David 只好跟她结婚了。
Now David probably just wanted a one-night stand with Bathsheba.
大卫的出于本中，也许可能和别是巴只是玩一个一夜情而已。
He wanted to have his fun and then forget about it. After all, he's the king.
他作为国王，他有这个能力，跟那个一个女人在一起啊，鬼混一晚，又有什么了不起？他有这个能力。
He didn't understand that sin will keep you longer than you want to stay.
他没有看到他这个烈焰，他这个支出，他这个罪跟着他，是跟着他一生没完没了。
I wonder if David knew that his adultery would lead him to murder one of his most loyal soldiers, and that his sin would be exposed, and that he would have to marry Bathsheba, or maybe he wouldn't have invited her over.
如果对比知道他的通奸当时导致了谋杀，如果要是他的通奸导致了他最忠勇的猛将原命，如果他的通奸导致了他不得不娶别是吧，如果他要知道的话，他也可能就不去招惹别是吧。在当时
One act
就是一个行为，
And then sin gets its claws in you.
一个犯罪的行为，罪的勾爪就把你勾住了。
And it keeps you longer than you want to stay.
一旦勾住，就牢牢的不放，而且不放的时间是比你想的要长得多，长得多，长得多。
Let's look at Jacob again.
我们看一下雅各。
You know, probably didn't realize when he first started harboring these bad feelings towards his brother that he was about to sin.
在雅各心怀愤怒对他的弟兄的时候，他没想到这就是罪。
His jealousy and wishing that he could have some of his brother Esau's blessings.
他的嫉妒，还有他的这种指望，他 他想得到长子，他兄弟长子的那个祝福。
Led him down the wrong path.
这些愿望会引导他们走入歧途，引导他走入歧途。
And I'm pretty sure I don't know if he thought that it would get that kind of grip on him.
很公平的对雅各来说，我认为当时他没有想到这一点的小罪会导致后面的这些一连串的后果反应。
And like the Beatles just gnawed at him for years.
就像那个威严的大树倒下来一样，这些虫子慢慢的侵蚀他，慢慢就把他从中间蛀空了。
And then Jacob did some pretty despicable things.
雅各做了很多让人不以为耻的事情。
Not only to his brother, but even to his father.
他不仅仅做了这些事情，对他的同胞、异母同胞的兄弟，而且对他的生身之父。
You see, because sin, if it's not properly dealt with, will keep you longer than you want to stay.
如果我们要对罪不认真的解决、不认真的对待、不认真的处理，这个罪会一直拖着我们、一直缠着我们、一直贴着我们，很长很长时间。
Now, how long did sin hang on to Solomon?
罪在所罗门身上一直缠续了多久？
Long enough that he was willing to build an altar to Shamus and Moloch.
Shamus
and Moloch.
Okay. I'll give it to
him. And I probably said it wrong too, so don't worry about it.
Hey, 那个他在所罗门身上待了多久？待了这样久，足够久，就久到他为这些假神能够祭坛，而且为这些假神敬拜他。
They were false gods.
就刚才说这些名字都是这些假神的名字。
The wisest man builds a temple for false gods.
你知道这个最聪明、绝顶聪明、举世聪明、聪明的不能再聪明的智慧的人，居然为假神建坛。
And this temple was so intense, they sacrificed children.
大家知道这个到一种程度，让人那个心寒、那个物力的这种程度，居然用活活的婴儿。
And here's the irony.
这里面这个很可笑，很让人有讽刺意味的。
He built it on the Mount of Olives.
你知道这个这些祭假神的神坛是建在橄榄山上。
Right across the valley from the magnificent temple he built earlier for our God.
你知道，如果要大家知道那个学圣经的时候，你知道那个地图那个圣城的大那个耶路撒冷城。刚才是在这边，这边，然后对面就是他为神所建那个，就是那种那个非常金碧辉煌的那个神殿，所罗门为神所建的殿，大家都知道，是极其威严、极其庄严华丽的殿，居然他们就是遥遥相望。
Listen to the words that he put on that temple to our God.
在当时早期的时候建神殿的时候，他在。开在这个结束或者这个 dedication 把殿献上这个剪彩典礼的时候，看一下他是怎样说的，当时怎样说。
So that all the people of the earth
在世上的全人全民
may know that the Lord is God and there is no one else.
他说有这个整体意思跟那个前后文是这样的，就是。全世界上的全人类，因为所建这个第一祭坛，由此而知道神的名，而且只有神一个名。
Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay.
刚才我说过，罪会在你身上缠来缠去，缠着你都纠缠不开。
Let's look at the third truth.
我们看一下第三个罪的事实真相。
Sin will cost you more than you want to pay.
神。会这个罪会导会让你付出你都不愿而且付不起的代价。
I'm look at what it cost David.
我们看一下再回到 David, 我们一直回来 David, 再看一下 David, 在这个事实上是 David 是怎么样的。
He's an adulterer, a murderer, and the baby that was born to him, the mother died, Bathsheba died.
哦是这样的，他说的 David, 我刚才讲过了，他首先是个奸夫。然后一个是凶手，然后他生下这个孩子，而且别是发现死了。
I mean his relationship with God was broken.
他和神的关系，更重要的和神的关系从此断裂了。
And his sin became known throughout the kingdom.
他的这个罪 并不是光是在这个宫殿里面，整个的他的王国都知道他们的国君犯了滔天大罪。
And as a matter of fact, if, you know, you ask people, what do they know about David? 3 out of 4 people would include the story of Bathsheba.
如果大家今天问稍微知道圣经有一些粗浅知识的人，即使粗浅知识，问一下 David 何许人也，他都会说 David 这个这个那个。三四件事之后，不出三四件事，他就说 David 和别是巴有这样一段奸情。
Who was the baby?
这个孩子是。
Let's look at Matthew 1:6.
我们看一下马太，马太那个一六，看一下这个这部分。耶西生大卫王，这是耶西的父亲，大家都知道。大卫王同乌利亚的妻子就是别是巴，生了所罗门。
And so to David was born Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah.
所以说，实际上这个所罗门就是。
This became a permanent blot on David's name.
这个就变成他有毁他一世英名的一个永恒的烙印。
So permanent that God pronounced that his discipline, that the sword would not depart from David's house.
由于这个罪，上帝就宣称刀剑枪刀剑纷争。从此以后不离开大卫和他的子孙。
And that turmoil will constantly be there.
这个苦难和这个危险危机一直会与他们长相长伴。
So we follow the line down.
所以我们继续顺着我们的思路继续下来继续看。
Ammon, which is by one of David's wives.
阿蒙是对另一个妻子给他生的孩子儿子。
He seduces his half-sister Tamar.
他和他 Tamar 是他的姨母同父的妹妹，把他诱奸了。
In fact, let's just call it what it was. He rapes her.
刚才说诱奸可能是还是对他比较仁慈一点，应该说是强奸。
So what happens? Another one of David's sons kills Ammon.
所以说在这之后，那个 David 的其他的孩子就把 Ammon 就给他杀掉，因为他犯了这样的让人羞耻的罪。
And David's other son, Absalom.
大家都知道阿布贾龙。
One that he loved so much.
这是他最宠爱，心里最爱的儿子。
And Absalom double crosses his father and tries to take his throne away.
但是他最亲爱的儿子，但他在背叛了他，而且要把他从篡夺王位。
And also publicly disgraces his father.
而且公然大庭之下羞辱他的父王。
I mean, if you continue, you start adding it up. Simply put.For one night, David paid a tremendous cost.
就是这些刀剑、这些祸难、这些那个危机，我们可以一一列举。我们只举了三个，大家可以看。从此之后，国无宁日。David 他的苦难一直伴随着他到最后奄奄一息。
Because sin will cost you more than you want to pay.
就是一夜之罪，一夜之情导致的罪和他的惩罚，是David。远远想不到的，这也是讲的第三个事实。
So what did it cost Jacob?
我们再去看雅各是怎样。
21 years of being separated from his family.
要21年来和他的家庭遥遥相隔，不得相聚。
You know when his mother came up with the scheme.
他的妈妈计划了这些诡计和这些。
She told him go spend some time with the relatives, and in a few days, I'll send word for you to come back.
他说这是既然出事了，你赶紧到亲戚家躲避两天，让哥哥消气。消了气以后
，word never came from Rebecca.
他说消了气以后，我再传个口信把你叫回来，但是这个口信遥遥无期，从来没有达到那个雅各那里。
Imagine being separated. What's he thinking?
在他被那个逐离或者是逃离的时候，这一段时间，在这21年里，他会在想什么
？He separated for 21 years.
他20年与他的同袍兄弟和他那个家人分离。
He never saw his mother again.
直到生命末了，他也没有和他的亲生父母最后谋面一次。
Because sin will cost you more than you want to pay.
刚才说的罪。会导致的代价是你 付不起，也不愿意付的。
What did it cost Solomon?
这个对所罗门，他的代价是怎样付出的？
God declared that he would tear the kingdom away from Solomon and his descendants.
那上帝宣称说的，由于他的罪，他的王国和子民将要分裂。
In other words, splitting the kingdom into the north and to the south.
由此，南国北国产生了。
That was the result of his sin.
这是由他罪导致的恶果。
It cost him peace.
而且使他没有和平，没有安详。
It brought on war.
带来了战争和纷争和恐惧。
And most important, it cost him the blessing that God was giving to him on his life and his legacy.
除了四周的烽烟四起、刀光剑影、四处为敌之外，最重要的，他是失去了神和他这种亲密的关系，从此以后一去不复返。
How about Lot?
看一下罗德。
What did it cost him?
罗德付出什么样的代价？
Let's look at Genesis 19:12-15.
看一下出创世纪四九十二，十不到，这个差不多就四节，我来读一下。二人对罗德说：“你们这里还有什么人吗？无论是女婿、是女儿和这城中一切属你的人，我都要将他们从这地方带出去。我要毁灭这个地方，因为城内罪恶的声音在耶和华面前甚大。耶和华差我们来，要毁灭这个地方。”罗德就出去，告诉娶了他女儿的女婿们说：“你们起来离开这个地方，因为耶和华要毁灭这城。”他的女婿们却以为说他说的是戏言。天明了，天使催逼罗德说：“起来，带着你的妻子和你这里的两个女儿出去，免得你因这城的罪恶同被剿灭。”
His son-in-laws didn't respect him; they were laughing at him.
他的女婿对他不以为然，而且是。
You know the story. It cost him his wife. She turned into a pillar of salt.
大家知道这个故事，他的太太后来变成一个圆柱。
And then it led to an incestuous relationship with his two daughters.
大家后来知道他和他两个女儿乱伦通奸。
Sin cost him more than he was willing to pay.
罗德所犯的罪是他从来没有想到他要付出的。
And it affected even more people.
而且他在将来这个历史上会影响了好多好多人。大家继续往下听。
His sin affected two nations.
他影响了两个民族，两个国家。
That came from that incestuous relationships.
这个两个民族，两个国家，这个还有这个是由于他和女儿乱伦以后这个罪恶导致的结果。
It led to war.
他导致引发了战争。
How about Ananias and Sapphira?
再看一下 Ananias 和他的 Sapphira， 他们的罪，他们的情况如何
？What it cost them?
他们付出了什么？他们的代价是什么？
Not much, just their lives.
没什么，就是生命而已了。就是他们丧命、丧生了而已。
Do you think any of these people could envision what they might have to endure because of sin?
大家想一下，刚才我提到这个三四个例子，这些例子里面这些主人公们，他们到犯罪的时候，他们有没有想到犯罪以后的后果是怎样
？We can't be lulled into thinking that, oh well, we're an exception.
我们不能是被引导自欺欺人，说我不会跟他们一样，我是有特殊的，我是例外，我是个例。
You know, I mean, can't happen to me. I'm not a king anyway, so what's the big deal?
但是我又不是国王，我不是什么东西的，所以说这些事情不会跟我发生，也没什么了不起。
I'm gonna tell you a little story about a little boy named Sammy from the deep, deep south.
Deep, deep south. Are you know?那个下面讲一个故事，关于一个小三米一个孩子，他在那个悠悠的南方，他的一个小故事。
His summer days were filled with times of walking through the woods.
夏天到来了，时光蛮好，他在林中行走。
Playing with his friends and fishing.
和朋友嬉戏，在水塘里钓鱼。
Fishing was one of his favorite things to do.
钓鱼是他的最爱。
Just about every single day of his summer vacation, he would go dig up some worms and then head off with his fishing pole and go fishing for the day.
几乎暑假的每一天，他会都去挖蚯蚓、挖小虫，然后摘这个蚯蚓，挂钩，手拿一竿，一钓一天。
So one steamy day, like most of the others, he got up, went out, and heard the pond kind of calling him, "Come fish."
有一天早早的， 那个暑假有这么一天，像往常一样的潮热，又闷又热。早早起床，起床的时候，他这个一门心思就是钓鱼。他这个耳朵里就响，那个水塘在像一个小朋友似的，像他的朋友在叫，来来来来来钓鱼啊。
So he walks out, grabs a pitchfork, grabs a pail for the worms, and then goes into the woods to search for bait.
他起来一醒就翻身起床，然后以后就从前门悄悄地出去。出去以后的时候，拿小罐是装那个蚯蚓，那个的鱼饵。另一个就是拿着他的杆子，然后就去到林子里面啊，还拿一个小锄头。
So he was turning over stumps, and finally, jackpot! Look at all those!
他在这个枯枝败叶里面找这些虫子，他突然一下子在一个枯老的树根下面，突然看见哦，这么多好的虫子在这里。
So he gathers them all up, sticks them in his bucket, and goes down to the water.
划了划了，收拾收拾，放在一起，放在他那个钓鱼的小罐子，拿起来。
He pulls out this big old worm and sticks it through the hook and double hooks it and notices a little sting in his hand.
哎呀，他把这个放在一起，转身快快乐乐一路小跑，马上跑到水塘旁边就开始钓鱼了。他开始钓鱼的时候，伸手拿了一个最大的、比较大的一个虫子，把他那个卷曲那种 double hook， 可能是孙成博会钓鱼，他知道 double hook 那样两边一扣起来，咻，甩竿入水。
所以 cast in。Boom! Immediately catches a catfish. You already told him that, didn't you? I should have known by your hand. Getting ahead of me. Here, Jeff, just finish the story.
Yeah, after you hook the thing, you know, it's logical.
He puts the fish on the stringer, gets another one, hooks it on, tries his luck again, and he feels that stinging sensation in his hand.
然后他那个挂钩的时候，第一次哈，中间那个讲的时候快一些，没接住。那个他挂钩的时候就觉得手被叮咬了一下，但是他没有注意，因为那个鱼上来了。所以说呢，他把那个鱼拉上来以后，那个很大的一条鱼，然后把那个鱼穿在他那个挂鱼那个绳索里面，锁了以后，然后特别高兴，马上又抓另一个那个虫子，然后又把它挂上去。
So he catches another big fish.
然后他一扔出去。
Now this time his hand is numb.
最后他又觉得叮了一下，他觉得手啊又麻又僵，就是不是像刚才一下疼的那种感觉。
But he's excited, and at the end of about an hour, he's got 8 large fish.
但是由于他太高兴了，因为小男孩很难得有钓这么多大鱼，而且这么快，这个没有这么一个清晨的早晨，所以说这种喜乐和好玩有趣，远远的充斥了他头脑，他没有想到他这些身体上发生这些变化。
The best fishing day ever.
在有史以来一生小男孩的一生里面，这是他最最爽钓鱼的一天。
So he grabs the fish, tosses them over his shoulder, and starts heading home.
他那一天马上钓了八条大鱼。那个他钓了以后，他就是觉得差不多了，把那个鱼往街上一颠，然后以后一路小跑准备回家。
Now local sheriff pulls up beside him, you know, and says, "Wow, that's a lot of fish, Sammy."
然后他说回家路上，在路上一个那个地区的那个警官正好开车路过，啊 ，Sammy 真能干，这么多鱼。
So, holds up the fish like yes.
然后这个小 Sammy 就是把这个得意洋洋的晃起来，哎，就是这样的，很高兴，很自豪。
And the sheriff just is like, because his whole arm is red and swollen.
但是这个警官反应完全是不是那个小 Sammy 想象那样。他看着三米，这整个的一个手臂，挥起这个手臂，几乎是比平常粗了两倍还多。
The sheriff said, "What were you using for bait?"
看着这个红肿、肿大的手臂，他就跟那个三米说：“他说你用什么钓鱼呢？三米，三米用什么钓鱼
？”And said, "I found some really cool bait under a stump. These worms really wiggle good."
他说：“哦，我在那个就林子里面，就是那个枯枝老树下面找到一群就是很不容很好的一些那个钓鱼的这些虫子。”这些虫子真能扭啊，真有力气。
Sheriff looks at him.
然后这个警官看着他。
They're rattlesnakes.
他告诉他，这是响尾蛇的幼崽。
Baby rattlesnakes.
那是响尾蛇的幼小的响尾蛇，并不是蚯蚓。
Sheriff puts him in the car.
警官把他放到车里，赶快给他放到车里。
But it was too late. Sammy died.
但是很不幸，小三米时间已经来不及了。放到车里以后，小 Sammy 就死去了。
Sammy's bait cost him his life.
小 Sammy 的那个他那个钓鱼的鱼饵。
Maybe after the first sting, he could have been saved.
他这个钓鱼饵 导让他丧失了生命，也可能是在第一次那个小蛇咬他的时候，如果他注意到的话，也许他会侥幸可以逃脱一生。
But he was having too much fun and didn't want to be bothered by the little voice of pain in his hand.
但是像刚才讲的，这个时候，这些时候反而是他正是高兴，正是好玩，正是激动的时候，所以他根本对这些叮咬他没有注视。
You see, playing around with sin is like going fishing with baby rattlesnakes.
所以说，这个 point， 这个今天要讲的主题是，如果要是跟罪在一起纠缠不清，就像跟这些响尾蛇的小虫子在一起。
Sammy didn't know.
三米他也不知道，他不知道小虫子危害这个小蛇。
And cost him his life.
但是不知道归不知道，但他还是死了。
But in some ways, that's not an excuse when it comes to sin.
如果犯罪的时候，你不知道，你或者知道，这都不是你的借口。
Not knowing doesn't excuse us, especially when God has already heeded tons of warnings.
如果要是神一再给你一总是给你这样的提醒，你没有注意，即使你不知道。你罪当死还是犯罪
？And frankly, we do know.
有的很多时候我们是盲目，或者是真是。
Because in Jeremiah it teaches that God wrote His laws on our heart, so that no man has an excuse.
实际上，我们真是在这个，我们是知道神要我们做什么或者不做什么，因为在那个在圣经里面是提过，是给我们督导教训我们。
Sin may seem a little harmless, but it is.Putting its venom into you, and it will affect you.
所以，这个蛇、这些虫子、这些毒素和罪的毒素和它毒液，已经在很多人的中间，也在我们中间。
Because sin's going to take you further than you want to go.
因为罪会把你拖得很远，你都不想去的地方。
Longer than you want to stay.
跟你纠缠不清，跟你长的让你多。甩脱不开。
And it's going to cost you more than you want to pay.
而且让你付出的代价是你付不起，也不愿付。
I mean, it's pretty easy to talk about acknowledging sin when they're big sins.
是大罪的时候，我们显而易见。
But you need to take note that these principles are true of even lesser sins.
这些小罪也不容忽视。
Jacob started out with just a bad attitude.
雅各只是一个错误的态度。
I want what my brother has.
他就是，我弟弟有什么，我兄弟有什么，我也要有什么。
And the children of Israel's unwillingness to simply trust and believe God.
这个以色列的子民们不愿意相信神。
And Solomon believing that he was, I'm way too smart to fall trap to it.
所罗门觉得我太聪明了，这些罪不会陷入为网罗之间。
And Lot says, I'll just pitch a tent outside the city.
罗德只是说啊，我就是在这个热闹的城旁边建立一个扎营而已，我也没有犯什么大罪。
Baby rattlesnakes and their poisonous venom are being poured into us and around us.
而且就这样说这些响尾蛇的这些小蛇和这些小罪，也就是说那个我加油嘛，小蛇这些罪，但是这些小罪里面这个毒素。致命程度不亚于大蛇和大嘴，已经在我中间了。
Unconfessed sin is like in a motor when rust gets on the steel belts.
那个这些罪呢，对这个就像在那个 steel belt， 有谁
？Steel belts.
Steel belt. 哦 ，OK， 它是那个这个罪就像那个在钢板上生锈的钢板上生的锈，我以为是 bolt。
Or a little bit of oil on that, you know, fan belt.
它这个有一点点放在上面，它一开始还不显示怎么样。
But even that'll squeal, giving us warning. But a lot of times we'll ignore it.
但是如果这样的，就是刚才说那个出现那个像油一样的东西，实际上是锈，看起来好像那样，但是当时不注意，觉得好像没有生锈，但实际上这已经开始了。这锈，这个声音可能不，这生锈的过程已经开始了，但是我没有注意到，以为是其他东西。
And in our sin, you know, I don't really think it's a big deal.
如果我犯罪的时候，我们就在想，这为什么要是小事一桩
？And then soon our spiritual progress comes to a screeching halt.
这样呢，就像这个生锈一样，就是慢慢慢慢的，我们的灵性生活就慢慢的止步不前。
Billy Sunday was baseball's evangelist.
大家可能有人知道，叫一个人叫 Billy， 他的 last name 叫 Sunday， 就星期天的意思。他是一个极棒的棒球运动员，而且是一个布道家。
He never spared himself nor those he wanted to help in the vigor of his attacks on sin.
他是一个典范，他一生里面都激励自己，以激励他人与罪征战。
He thundered against the evil from the 1890s all the way up to the Great Depression in the 1930s.
他如雷般的那个洪亮的与罪战斗的声音响彻，从1890年到一直到大萧条，也就1930年左右。
He preached Christ as the only answer to our needs until his death in 1935.
直到他最后人生止境的最后一刹那，在1935年，他一直都是说，对于我们生活的需要，我们人生的需要，对于我们罪的那个解决问题，没有别的办法，只有主耶稣。
He said, "I'm against sin."
他说我与罪为敌。
I'm going to kick it as long as I have a foot.
他说我有脚，我就要踢他。
I'm going to fight against it as long as I can.
我跟他一直战斗。
And I'll punch it.As long as I have fists.
如果我要有拳头，我会击打他。
I'll butt my head against it.
如果我有头，我会击撞，这顶撞他。
I'll bite it as long as I got teeth.
有牙，我就会咬他。
And when I'm old, fistless, footless, and toothed, I'll gum it to death.
如果直到有一天我老态龙钟，无牙无脚无拳无脚，那我用我的牙床把他磨死。
Why?
Why?
Because.Sin will take you further than you want to go, longer than you want to stay, and will cost you more than you want to pray.
因为他知道罪有三个，至少有这三个，是刚才那个，就是上面打的，罪可以把你拖得远到你都不想去的话，而且跟你在一纠缠的长的你都不愿意，你都甩躲不开，而且是它导致让你付出的代价，你付不起。
Amen.
Amen.我们谢谢潘少，今天的信息。